This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of the UN's World Food Program warned Wednesday there could be, quote, unprecedented famine of biblical proportions in dozens of countries without further action to address food shortages. WFP Chief David Beasley said world leaders had stepped up last year with funds to help those already struggling when the coronavirus pandemic hit, but must now do so again. He says there was thought that COVID would be in our rearview mirror by the end of 2020, only to see it recycled with Delta and other variants taking place. The program won the Nobel Peace Prize last year for its work, and this year it is appealing for $6 billion to help 41 million people, it says, on the edge of famine in 43 countries. It says famine-like conditions already exist in Ethiopia, Madagascar, South Sudan, and Yemen, while Nigeria and Burkina Faso are of particular concern. Aid agencies say food shortages driven by conflict, climate change, and economic shocks have been exacerbated by the coronavirus pandemic. Myanmar's government began releasing about 2,300 prisoners on Wednesday, including activists who were detained for protesting against the military seizure of power in February and journalists who reported on the protests, according to officials. But it appears not all activists and journalists were freed. Myanmar's deputy information minister earlier said the released detainees were, quote, those who took part in the violence, who did not commit crimes and did not lead the riots. A monitoring group claims more than 5,000 people were under detention in connection with the protests against the military seizure of power. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.